You're listening to the Live, Love, Engage podcast. On today's show, we'll be talking about what may be keeping you from manifesting your heart's desire. Stay tuned. I am Gloria Grace Rand, founder of The Love Method and author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Live, Love, Engage, How to Stop Doubting Yourself and Start Being Yourself. In this podcast, we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically so you can create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. Welcome to Live, Love, Engage. Namaste, and we are live. Again, I'm coming to you live on Wednesday morning here. I'm live on Facebook, on my personal page, my business page, Gloria Grace Rand, and we're also streaming live on YouTube as well. And I am so excited to be here today. I've got an awesome guest that I'm going to bring on here in just a moment because, full disclosure, she is my coach, and I have learned a great deal from her, and I'm so excited to have her here today. So I'm without further ado, I want to welcome Tasha Chen to Live, Love, Engage.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just realized we both have the memo. We got the red memo today.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. Yeah. See, great minds. We're in sync. It's awesome.
That's right.
Yeah. So let me tell all of you who are, if you for some reason have never heard about Tasha Chen, who she is, but she is a master money manifesting mentor and the co-founder of the Science of Getting Rich Academy. And she helps you manifest your greatest desires using a time-tested program and her own proven principles. And her clients have created well over $33 million over the last 5 years. I'm sure it's probably even more than that by now. And as I said at the beginning, I am one of her clients. I have not manifested over $1 million yet, but her coaching has helped me manifest abundance in ways I never dreamed possible. And I know that one of the reasons I haven't been consistent in manifesting is that deep down, I haven't felt that I deserve to be rich. And that is something that Tasha knows all too well. And in fact, she's written a book about it. It is called Deservingness, The Art of Getting More of What You Want. And I love that title, by the way. So I wanted to start with you, Tasha, telling us a little bit about this book. You know, why did you decide to write it, and why tell your story? Because you do tell some personal stuff that happened to you in there.
Yeah. So it's interesting. I want to start with exactly what you said, Gloria, because there's so many times when sharing why I wrote the book that this is exactly what I said. Over the past, well, I've been doing this for 8-9 years now. I've been teaching people how to manifest money, and I take them through a process, and everyone gets the same information. They get me, all the worksheets, everything that comes along with being able to manifest money. It's like it's an even keel for everyone, right? Everyone walks in equal. They get the same information and access to creating whatever results that they like. And I observed over time that some people would take the information and run with it and start manifesting money and all kinds of other amazing things into their life really quickly. And then there were others who, you know, would crawl along, would just crawl along, and ultimately they would manifest, but it was just this crawling kind of thing that I would observe. And what it looked like from the outside was as if they were climbing up a mountain with like a 10-ton boulder on their back, 3 overweight suitcases, and just haggard and tired and all of that, right? So I'm observing and I'm like, what is the difference? You know, why are some people running through the meadows and manifesting with ease and others are not? Of course, I tell people I have a scientific approach to manifesting. So in my observation and trying to understand it, I got my answer in a very personal way. I simultaneously obviously had figured out the money situation in my own life, worked through my money wounds, heal all of my trauma, and started on my way manifesting the financial reality that I desired. However, in my personal life, I was in a relationship for 3 years. I was newly divorced, and all I wanted to do was make things right, make it successfully through a relationship, have the guy of my dreams, a relationship of my dreams. And I was really willing to do anything to make it work. And I'm observing during this 3-year relationship that every day I'm in emotional trauma. This guy was extremely toxic for me. I had a coach that asked me one time, "Tasha, what is the longest period you've gone without having to cry because you've been so, you know, emotionally abused, put down, made to feel less than? What's the longest period that you've gone while you've been in this relationship?" And in an attempt to not make it look so bad, I said 2 days. And that was not the truth. I really had never gone more than a day without being in some kind of total meltdown, feeling just all the emotional trauma of being in that type of a relationship. And so finally, it was our 3rd year anniversary. And Gloria, I had gotten to the point where I was saying things like, "Okay, so I'm in a relationship with a liar, you know, okay, but I love him, you know, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, he gets over dramatic and he like puts me down and he does all this, but you know, but I love him." And I mean, it's looking back, obviously, 2020 vision, right? So right. Looking back, the thing that really got me during that time was I consider myself very intelligent. I have a very successful business. I'm a hard worker. More than anything, I'm a good person. Mm-hmm. I'm just, like I said, I came into this relationship wanting to be the best and to have the best. Right. And I'm looking at everything that's been going on for the last 3 years. And I'm like, I got to get out of this. And on our anniversary, this thing kicked in. And if any woman watching, you know, when your intuition just says something and you don't even stop to make sense of it, you just go. My intuition said, run for your life. Like, your life is in danger. So I literally did that. I went home, I packed a suitcase, and very last minute, I grabbed my passport because I had no idea where I was running to. But I grabbed my passport and everything, all that fight or flight stuff was going on inside and saying, this is like your life is on the line. To make the story concise, I end up in Costa Rica. And I remember when I landed and finally felt some sense of safety. I walked out into the trees, out in nature, and I just had one of those, okay, God, please explain this to me. How is this my life? How am I, Tasha, with my amazing self, maybe self-proclaimed, but with my amazing self, in a situation where I'm having to run from a man for my life? And Gloria, as sure as day, I heard it crystal clear. "Tasha, because you don't believe you deserve much more than this." Mm. And we talked about right before we got on, you know, defining moments. That was a lifetime defining moment for me, because up until that point, if you would have asked me if I thought I deserved to be in an amazing relationship, it was an obvious yes. Right? I'll ask any of you watching, do you think you deserve the best? Do you believe, you know, you should have an incredible financial reality, a great relationship, great health? Do you think you deserve to have those things? And you're automatically going to go, is that question redundant? Of course. Yes. Right. So when the voice of God says, because you don't believe you deserve much more than this, that answer really brought me to my knees in humility. I did have a little like, God, what are you talking about? Like, almost like, God, you're wrong. I don't have deservingness issues. And even the concept of deserving, I was so intrigued. And I made a commitment that day that I was going to learn about this deservingness thing. I was going to figure it out, live it. And I actually did. I made a verbal promise. I said, God, I promise you, help me understand this. Help me become deserving, and I will share what I learn with the world. And that's how we got to writing the book.
Awesome. So can you tell us a little bit about, well, why is it, let me go here first. Why is it that you think so many people and maybe, you know, it's probably affects men and women. How do we get here where we feel that we don't deserve? What do you think triggers this? Because I know I had my own sort of aha moment this morning. I was actually sort of rereading the book and thinking back on a moment in my childhood where I realize now, I think I had made one story, but I realized there was a deeper story that I came up with. And it really was that I don't think I was deserving to be loved because somebody who I thought loved me, you know, caused me pain for doing what I wanted to do. So what do you think is going on?
The thing that I love about what you shared in response to that question is that, you know, I always say on the journey of personal growth, many of us, we know our limitations. It's like, why haven't you manifested what you want, or why aren't you where you want to be? Well, you know, if I'm being honest with you, Tasha, I know I have some limitations. I know I have some limited thinking. I know I do self-sabotaging things. Like, we know our stuff, you know? The thing with deservingness is we actually don't know that we don't believe we deserve it. And so it's like with the self-sabotage and the limiting beliefs and the, all of those things that we have an awareness around, that's amazing because you can work on it. But with deservingness, when you don't know it's playing out and you see yourself settling and suffering in a pattern continuously, and no matter all the work that you're doing, it's not getting resolved, then that's where I have come to realize innately, you don't believe you deserve the thing you're asking for. And where did that come from? You know, like most things are childhood. There were childhood experiences. In the book, I talk about the lies that we have believed. I share one of my stories in the book where I was maybe 5 or 6 years old. I have one memory of my parents being together. I walked into a bedroom where they were, and all I wanted was for them to invite me and hug me and hold me and be like, oh, you know, little Tasha, come, let's love on you. And when they didn't, I didn't understand why. I stood there. I remember standing there. I have no other memory of being with both my parents except that one memory. And in that memory, when they didn't invite me in, I created a story that said, they didn't love me and that I was unwanted, right? And so that as you grow, what that shows up as, I don't deserve to be loved. All because in that little childlike moment, I created an assumption that wasn't true,
right?
Not true at all, you know? And so the biggest part, I would say 80% of why people become undeserving applies to experiences that we've had in our childhood. And then as we continue with the beliefs that we got during that period, we start making choices that reinforce the lack of deservingness and we just become more undeserving.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. It does sort of become then this self-fulfilling prophecy. It's like we keep doing that, but the good thing is that we can become aware and that's kind of the first part of being able to then change the patterns. Can you maybe give our listeners and viewers watching maybe like one tip? Because obviously it's going to take a lot more, you know, to be able to really get over this. But is there something that they can do if they realize that, they're seeing like this repeating pattern and they want to change? What could they do?
Well, I can't give you the answer without saying, first of all, in order to move past this, in order to change it, it requires serious self-honesty. Like I said, when God said to me, Tasha, because you don't believe you deserve more than this, I was ready to argue and, And once I sat back and I go, okay, well, let me look at my relationship. Let me just be honest with myself. Let me look at this relationship, even though I'm over here touting that I believe I deserve the best. Let me look at this. Is this relationship the best? Mm-hmm. No, it's not. What is it telling me that I believe I deserve? And it was very little. So the first part is to really look at the area of your life where you see you're suffering or you see that you're settling in some way. You're just in that just enough phase, right? You're not being loved the way you should. You're not having the financial reality that you desire. You don't have the health that you want. And just ask yourself, is this really what I'm, if I say I deserve the best, is this really it? Does this reflect what I'm saying I think I deserve? And if the answer is no, that is step number one. You have to be that level of honest with yourself. You can't keep saying it and then your life shows something different. Right. So if you're honest with yourself, then the, believe it or not, the next step, which is, I love this work because it is simple. It requires commitment and repetition. But the next step is literally to just make a declaration that I deserve the best. Mm. I am now aware that I've been settling for less than the best. I'm now aware that I've accepted, you know, and live from a deservingness place that's very little. But it doesn't have to be that way. And so I'm going to change all that. I'm going to declare I deserve the best. And then you're probably going to have to either make some changes in your life or start saying, you know, here are some things that are coming my way. This is not the best. And it's a no. It's a no for me because I deserve the best, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, is that something then that you could help other, you know, help women with, you know, or men in general? Is that something that you do in your business then, is help people through that?
Absolutely. So taking it back to my work, and it's been focused on showing people how to manifest or create in their reality the financial abundance that they desire, right? So I'm kind of coined the money manifesting queen, and I love that. As I have become aware of this idea of deservingness and seeing how people don't recognize that it's at play in their life, one of the things that I've started to do is, you actually can't even begin my program until you do this coursework around deservingness that I created. Because if you don't believe you deserve it, then you're trying to attract this thing, which most people in my world, it's money, you know, trying to attract this thing. You don't believe you deserve it. So you literally automatically put up a wall, and whatever it is that you're wanting is either going to have a hard time getting to you, or it's going to, you know, barely make it in, and you're going to go, wait a minute, no, I don't deserve that, and block it, you know? So I've just become committed. This is now a part of working with me. You have to start off with a really strong foundation on, you deserve the best. You deserve to have the thing that your heart desires.
Awesome. Yeah, that makes so much sense. Because like I said, I know with me, even, you know, I worked with you for quite a while. And like I said, I was able to do, you know, some things that surprised even me, you know, like, I mean, like one time I actually did manifest $5,000. I said, woo-hoo! This week, and it came in. It was a grant I had applied for, but I declared, I was like, yeah, okay. Yeah. It's going to come this week. And it did. And it was like, whoa, this stuff really is powerful. But to be able to sustain it, now I know that it's a matter of doing a bit more work, which I'm doing. and so I know.
And it's interesting because hopefully you're okay with me sharing, but, you know, before we got on the call, you said, you know, I had a breakthrough this morning reading the book again, where I realized something in my childhood said, you don't deserve to have what you want.
Right.
You had an experience that said you don't deserve to have what you want. So then, okay, you see, this is the self-fulfilling prophecy where, yes, you've been able to manifest money and little bits here and there, but the abundance that you desire, I mean, there is a thing inside that's saying, I can't have that. I can't have what I want. I don't really deserve it, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. So now I'll work on that.
There you go. And that's what's amazing is that in the book, one of the things that I'm really passionate about, no matter what I'm talking on, whether it's money or deservingness, is what I like to do is bring to your awareness how things within you could be sabotaging or blocking you getting what you want, and then showing you what it could look like for you to have it. And a lot of people do that. But what I really strive to do in my work is show you how to go from here to here. And in the book, which is only 5 chapters, you could read this book in 2 hours max, right? But in the book, I put a lot of how. This is how you go from here to here. This is what I did. This is how I became deserving, so that it oozed from me. And the story starts, right, with having to run away from this guy that was simply a reflection of what I believed I deserved at that time, to now being in an amazing relationship, happily engaged to this guy. I went walking this morning, and you know, for like 30 minutes, all I was saying while I was walking was, oh my God, I am back to, it's a different, how is this my life now? Mm-hmm. Right? The how is this my life now is like, for real? Pinch me. But the thing is, now that I believe I deserve a 10 out of 10 guy, relationship, all the things, I get it, right? Mm-hmm. I manifest it. I attract it because I stand for deserving that. And so that's why I'm encouraging everyone that's listening, get the book and read through the how, because it's not enough to just realize, oh yeah, you know, Tasha, that makes sense. I see where I don't really believe I deserve the stuff I want, right? But I can imagine what it would be like if I had it. Well, how do you get from there to here? You know, in the book, I show you the steps, and here's how you do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I didn't do that. So I'm going to go back through and, like, you know, answer those questions that you've got in there, which is so wonderful. So, well, let me, before we go on to talk about some more stuff, just briefly, how do people get the book? Where can they find it?
Is it on? So it's available on Amazon. You know, if you just search for the title Deservingness or my name, Tasha Chen, it will come up, and you can get it on Kindle. You can get the hardcover. I love hardcover because you can write all over it, do the activities that are in there, jot your little notes. Yeah. But either way, Amazon would be the easiest way to get it.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, I know you did, you've mentioned that, you know, you do help people with manifesting, and I know you've got an event coming up. In fact, I've already signed up for it because I love going to any of your events. So I was like, oh, yes, sign me up. So can you tell us a little bit about what's coming up for you?
So every year, one of the things that I know, and I serve mostly women, and for us women, you know, my people are very much a reflection of me. I had a lot of resistance to that financial planning thing that comes really naturally to guys, and they want to sit down with a calculator and Excel spreadsheet and let's, you know, budget. And that just brought up all kinds of resistance for me. Yet, we want to call in more money. So we absolutely need to give our attention to our finances. I have created a fun way to do it. It's called a money manifesting party. It's free. You can just get yourself registered. The link is at the bottom, scrolling across the bottom of the screen. And during this party, really, we are going to create the financial reality that we would like to experience this year. And it's going to be fun. And we actually have one of the things that I believe strongly is, if you can see it and believe it, you must achieve it, right? That's by Napoleon Hill. So when you do your finances, what I love is we use a board. It looks like this, and it has different sections. And I guide you through a process of actually downloading what are the things that you would like to have manifest in your financial reality in all of these four different categories. One of my favorites is money for a plan. You know, most people go, okay, so how much money do you want to make this year? And you come up with a number. But if you give money a plan, it will actually much easier come to you in ways that are unimaginable and a lot easier than you working hard for it. For example, my daughter wanted to go to law school. I knew it was going to cost $200,000-$300,000. And I thought, well, I could work really hard, grow my business, figure out all the different ways I could make that money, or I could just put it on my board. I put it on my board, and that year she got 5 full scholarship offers to different law schools. So that's kind of some of the cool things that can happen. You know, there was an extra $250,000 I didn't have to come up with because I gave money a plan for my life for that year. And I love this process. I love bringing fun to money. And I'm excited to, you know, have our party. It's February 5th, by the way. So February 5th, it's free. The link was scrolling at the bottom of the page. Come join us.
Absolutely. And for those of you who are actually listening to this on the rebroadcast, because I will be putting the audio up on Apple, I'll have it in the show notes, but I'll just tell you right now, it's TashaChen.com/party. So that's a great link. But yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's I love the idea of really giving money a purpose. I think that it really is key, and being able to say, this is what I want to use it for. And I will tell you, I do have, well, let's see. Yep. I think I might have taken it down, the one I did last year, but I did have like a paid off credit card bill. And I said that, you know, or that it would have this much balance. And I did actually finally get it paid off this year. So, you know, so yeah. And I know the power of, you know, I know you call them manifest boards. A lot of people call them like vision boards, but they really do work. I mean, I remember years and years ago, before I was even aware of who you were, is that we did like a vision board, and I had, and it was like, but it was just very simple. It was just like three things that you wanted to have happen. Okay. And I actually just put it away. I didn't even know where it was. And then like a year later, I was cleaning out my office or something, and I came across it, and I went, oh, wow, did that. And I was like, this stuff really works. This is pretty cool. So, but now I know even more about it, and it's so powerful. But also with the added benefit now of getting into that deservingness part, because as you said, I think that really is the key to it. Is there anything else that I should have asked you about that I haven't, that you'd like to share with our listeners and viewers?
That's a dangerous question.
Well, go for it.
You know, really, I don't know that there's anything you should have asked that didn't. I know what's on my heart always whenever I have a conversation around deservingness is I say often, what I have for myself or what I want for myself, I want for everyone else. And when I was living from a place of undeservingness or lack of being deserving without even knowing it, which is really sad, I didn't even know that I was there. I suffered so much. I was so sad and crying, and it was just everything I could do to try to get through life, you know? And having realized that the reason I was going through that was because I was walking around feeling I didn't deserve much more than what I was experiencing, and it just kept getting more of it, you know? All I want to do is challenge every person who's listening, and especially if you're in a situation where you are suffering, please consider asking yourself, is this what I deserve? And I don't know what your ego will tell you, but I want to be the reflection of God, of Source, of your Creator, and tell you and remind you, you deserve the best. You deserve the best. So if you look at an area of your life and you don't feel like that's the best, I encourage you to really do that self-reflection and stand for, I shouldn't be settling for this when I was born with the birthright of deserving the absolute best.
Mm, yeah, absolutely. Oh, thank you so much for being here today and sharing your wisdom with us. And again, I'll show the book again. So here it is. It's called Deservingness, The Art of Getting More of What You Want, by Tasha Chen. So you can find it on Amazon. Make sure you go to TashaChen.com/party and sign up for the Money Manifesting Party, because it's going to be awesome. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking some time out to be with us today. I really appreciate it. And it's been a pleasure, as always, to see you.
Well, thank you for having me. I absolutely love that we're both in red. That was the universe doing its thing.
Absolutely. And,
you know, I appreciate your willingness to share this message with others. And I'm excited to hear what happens for you personally as you go on the deservingness journey.
Absolutely. Can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. So I do want to thank all of you out there for being here today, for those of you who are watching and commenting. I appreciate that as well. And if you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, we would love a review. That's always nice. So this is our new time. If you want to join live as opposed to waiting for the replay, you can join us next Wednesday at 11 a.m. on my Gloria Grace Rand Facebook page or personal, or my YouTube channel. And our guest is going to be embodiment expert Leah McQuaid, who will share with us how to tap into the wisdom of the body to find more freedom, pleasure, joy, and peace. And so until next time, as always, I encourage you to go out today and always and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. Did you know that a majority of entrepreneurs tend to discount the importance of their work? And a good number feel their success is simply due to luck. I know from personal experience that self-doubt can keep you from having the kind of life and business you desire. That's why I've created a free guide called Uniquely You, How to Move from Self-Doubt to Self-Love in 4 Simple Steps. To claim your free guide, go to liveloveengage.gift. That's liveloveengage.gift.